Good morning. Jesus here for the fifth time. In this chapter says, "You have heard that it was said." We have read through four of them and did not stop to dig into it until we've came to this very polarizing statement, hate your enemy. I will tell you, I dug into the Old Testament and I did some research in the Psalms and other places. Now in the Psalms, it does speak very firmly and condemning toward enemies. But nowhere in the Old Testament is there a highlighting of a law from God that we are to hate our enemies. Now, I believe Jesus is speaking of a contemporary thought that has been seen as equal to the truth of God. It has been used to allow the religious elite to judge and scorn those under their rule and influence. As we all know, there is nothing better than acting and speaking judgmentally about someone while we virtue signal how religious and right we are. Apply air quotes as needed. In this section about loving your neighbors, Jesus asks a question that I think would be beneficial if we investigate it, and it reads, "If you love those who love you, what reward will you get?" Well, to be honest with you, a lot. You have their friendship, you have their companionship, you have their support during difficult days, you have someone to stand with you when it seems that no one else will stand with you. Not to overstate the obvious, but I think there's a lot of reward in loving those who love you. But if you meander back through this previous paragraph, you will realize what Jesus is saying. You have become the supreme judge of what is beneficial for you. What if everyone in the world would hold to that standard? Everyone doing what they think is best, solely based on their desire and what they believe is best for them. You see, that decision-making practice embodies a word that we use around here. It's called eros, which means you exist to meet my need, to make me feel valuable, to make me feel superior. You see, at the end of this paragraph, Jesus completely neutralizes this standard of loving your friends. When he says, even the pagans do that, we are to reflect God's abundant love. His love is easily seen when it is resisted, when it's fought against, mishandled, and it still stands there in their life. Like the Rock of Gibraltar, that they cannot move, they cannot remove, they cannot even exit from its presence. His love stands in the midst of their tyranny and their anger as a sign that his love will not be diminished. You see, that's our calling. Our Father is asking us to reflect His character, and to reflect His character is to love on the basis that He chooses to love. It will not halt. It will not be stymied if it is not received. His love will continue to pursue the lost, the last, and the least through us.